This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Start your engine.
Race fans, you are tuning into the only motorsports show in San Diego. Your host, Dave Stahl, and the racing school teacher, Brittany Sandoval, are taking you to the green flag, covering everything from your top-notch national drivers and crew chiefs right down to your local kid racers and racetracks. Strap in, it's Checkers and Wreckers on Racer Radio.
All right, folks, welcome to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
This hour is brought to you by Southwest Point of Sale. If you have a little grocery store, liquor store, or you have a business and you're in dire need of a cashier and you just can't keep them, well, you might want to try self-checkout. Walmart does it, Home Depot, and Costco. Just go to southwestpos.com and the boys, Jeff and Mark, will come out to your location. And if their system fits your system, you'll be ahead of the game. You can even do produce and meat with this system. With self-checkout. And the big bonus I see is 7 day a week, 24 hour a day service. If you're open, they're open. All you got to do is call them. That's Southwest Point of Sale. Go to southwestpos.com or give them a call at 800-540-2149. See if they can help you out. Also, Dragonfly Auto Care, located at 4055 Pacific Coast Highway. They are also a Napa Auto Care ASC certified AAA approved garage, where all their work is guaranteed for 3-year, 36,000-mile clear across the United States. DragonflyAuto.com, DragonflyAuto.com. Hey, Brittany, who you got in the house today?
Hey, I'm sorry. I just have to thank Brendan first. Thank you for my gift.
What did he get you?
He got me a Suicidal Tendency hat. It's with my wrap on my race car. You rock. Thank you, Brendan. I am flanked by a father and son today. Mm-hmm. Father, I thought was simply a desert racer, but oh, I was wrong. I can't wait till he lists all the variety of things he's done on two wheels, and even one thing on four wheels. To my right, his son recently recommended a book, Dave, you being mm-hmm. the avid reader, and he came highly recommended. Like, I didn't even ask, hey, do you have a book to recommend? He was so excited. He's like, hey, coach, I got a book to recommend. So I thought, to the listeners, if you have a middle school student out there, listen up, because you might want to purchase this book for your middle school student.
That's a well-read book.
Yeah. So please welcome Father Benji, son Cody Scheidler. Welcome.
How you doing, Cody?
Good, you?
Just fine. How about you, Benji?
Good.
All right. So you, the acorn hasn't dropped too far from the tree?
Nope.
Are we helping this little acorn get where he needs to be?
Yes, we are, yep.
He's already got the hair, so I mean, he's halfway.
He's halfway there. He's representing the moto community with
it's wild and crazy, listeners. Since this is radio and not television, yeah, it's going in several directions.
So, how old are you, Cody?
I'm 13.
How long have you been riding?
Since I was 2.
What'd you start out on?
A PW50.
Cool. What are you on now?
Gas 85 big wheel.
New. Like, you are very excited to get that, Dad. He is very excited to tell me about it.
Yeah, was that is that a bike you just got?
Yeah.
So have you raced it yet?
No, I don't race.
Oh, you don't race?
Not just yet, because what Dad does is very fast, long, dangerous. So I think it's a wise decision on your point.
Yeah, we're working up to it.
Yeah. No, I think that's smart. You know, I mean, because let's face it, you know, you got to be right, you know, to win. And it's not, you just don't, it's not like throwing him into the end of the deep end of the pool.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you've pit for him, right, Cody?
Yeah, I pit for him.
Where were you pitting for?
Vegas Torino and a couple of District 38 races.
Okay, yeah. So
don't just throw a 13-year-old into.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, when you think racing, you know, most people think like supercross.
The track,
but you're a long distance.
That's what we've gotten into in the last several years. Yeah, doing a little more long distance and you know, open desert stuff.
Right. So he's 13 now.
13.
So, you know, when he gets a driver's license, you know what you need to do with him, just you and him. It's Nora.
Okay.
You ever done it?
No.
You ever heard of it?
Yeah.
But do it in a car. Okay. I mean, you can do it on a motorcycle, but, I mean, and the reason I say it is it's one of those father-son, father-daughter bonding experiences. I interviewed Walker Evans, who did it the first time he came out. And, you know, he's races Dodges back in the day. He said it was the first time he actually got to see the scenery.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't killing himself trying to get from A to Z. Who did? Are you still riding Opera?
Yeah,
still riding. Who do you ride for?
Right now, we're just self-sponsored. Okay. Yeah.
What kind of bike?
Poway Power Sports helped us out. 2022, mm-hmm. They helped us out quite a bit with our Vegas to Reno race.
Okay. What kind of bike you on?
KTM.
All right. Yep. Well, I think Lars would be helpful there, don't you think? Isn't he a KTM guy?
Husqvarna.
I know, I was close, but not a cigar.
Yeah. He's only noted for bringing Husqvarna over to the States, but he'll throw his leg over anything.
Yeah. So how long have you been riding?
I don't know.
As he looks up in the sky.
Since I was 5 or 6 years
okay,
old.
Okay, so you kind of...
But he's done motocross in addition. Because I go, okay, so are you a desert racer? He's like, well, I've done motocross. And then tell him about the...
And we did several years of pro hill climb. Yep, did the Naha stuff, West Coast style pro hill climb.
Did you have like a long rear end?
Yeah.
That's what I visualized when you said it.
Stretched out bike, open exhibition bike. It was a twin cylinder 850 hand built on 50% nitromethane. So.
What is the elevation? Just like a few hundred feet? Or?
And usually the hills were 700 feet, 600, 700 feet.
Yeah, my only experience was on a Bull Taco. And it was not a stretch bike. This was back in the 50s. And the guy didn't tell me that going up the hill, halfway up, there was a drainage ditch that went crossed it. But when you looked up it, it looked like it was a straight up hill.
Oh, not fair.
Man, I hit that thing as hard as I could. And when that got to that ditch, wham, it drove that front wheel
the
into
front
the...
front into... Oh.
Yeah, and it was... End over end, and down the hill I went. So that was my one and only time trying that.
Were there people spotting? Sorry to zone in on this, because I want to hear this book review, but were there spotters?
There's people working the side of the hill, yeah.
But they're not spotters. They're catchers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Most of the time, it's more just get out of the way and try not to get hit.
Yeah.
Good luck to you.
Well, and they want to make sure the bike doesn't go careening down to the bottom and take out any of the spectators. So,
were there any women? Sorry, I'm fascinated by this.
Definitely.
Maybe not back in the old days, but they are today. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, women are pretty much, they can get in, they're into everything nowadays. Yeah. You know, back in my day, maybe they were frowned upon to get into motorsports, but not today.
One more question. Sorry. No idea until a couple of minutes ago you did this. Is there a professional level at this?
Yeah, that's so Naha.
No idea about this.
Naha, most of the Naha stuff was considered professional, West Coast.
Interesting.
They just don't get it on TV enough. They don't,
It doesn't have, I think, the fact that the bikes are pretty much one-off, hand-built, most of them, it's not.
So Yamaha doesn't care, Honda doesn't care.
So you don't
even
have
the engines are one-off.
Corporate support, to help the series.
So sorry. One more question. Do you have to reach the top, or is there like, hey, you made it 10 feet, so you get 7th place? Do you have to get to the top?
If nobody goes over the top, then it's whoever got the farthest.
It is, okay.
And I think it depends on the hill,
Cody,
too.
Sorry, Cody. I'm so fascinated.
Because you have some hills that have more of a reputation than other hills.
Yep.
What's the worst?
Traditionally, it was always the Widowmaker.
Well, with a name like that.
So that pretty much used to be the toughest one.
Where's that?
Utah?
Yeah, Utah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Utah, yep.
So let me ask Cody, is that what you want to do, hill climb, or you want to, as he shakes his head, no. So you want to go desert?
Yeah, I want to go desert.
What draws you to that?
I like it. It's more open and free.
Right.
Open and free.
So you're not into supercross too much?
I watch it, but I don't really want to race it or anything.
I wouldn't want to have that many motorcycles all in one little bowl. Yeah, I'm kind of with you on that too. If I was going to do it, it would be cross country. It would be through the desert. Yeah,
that's the team that it should be father son, but still on two wheels.
Yeah,
doing that because they have those team right. That's one of the many classes they offer.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, and there's no. I mean, how old does he have to be at a certain age to do Baja?
I think all the desert racing has a minimum age, and I want to say it's 12 to 14 is where they restrict it a little bit.
Yeah. But if he was going to run with you, what would it have to be? Like if you guys teamed.
Oh, right, an adult division, probably. No?
I don't know that there's
a set age.
Yeah, I think I want to say 14.
Okay, so once you make his 14 and above.
Yep.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah.
We've been discussing, you know, maybe when he's 15, 16, we'll start doing a little more serious stuff.
Yeah. Well, and there's lots of things that come with that. You know, you got to be in good shape. You know, you got to, you know, get your body so it could take it.
Well, I think the thing with desert racing is, you know, it's when you're on a track, you know, you've got support right there. You're doing laps. Desert racing, you disappear off into the, so it's it takes a, you know, a maturity level to be able to, if something happens and you're 20 miles from nowhere, you know, what do I do? How do I, you know?
And you don't whip out your cell phone.
Yep, that's it. No, it's there's no cell reception most of the time where
most
you're going.
Of the time. So you got to have a lot, you know, a little more under your belt. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, let's find out about Cody and his book. How many times have you read it?
Two.
You're worse than I am. This is Racer Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170, The
Answer.
The same as Brock. Well, I'm so...
Yeah, hours.
I do 6 hours of radio, okay?
Without
me. Other than when she's here, I say The Answer. But this segment is brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where absolutely nobody treats you better than El Cajon Ford. Whether you're looking for new or used, nobody treats you better. He's got tons of Mavericks. He's got tons of Broncos. He's got the Mach-E. He's got big trucks, little trucks, and it's family owned and operated, so you know you're going to get a screaming deal. ElCajonMotors.com, ElCajonMotors.com. We're sitting in the house with Benji and Cody Scheidler. Scheidler?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
Good job.
Benji runs across the desert, and Cody chases behind with a toolbox and tries to keep his dad two wheel up. But it's interesting, he has a book that he brought with him, and of course it's motocross, and it's Mr. McGrath, who's probably one of the, you know, legends of the time. And you read the book twice.
Yes.
What'd you get out of it that really, you know, got you, what you enjoyed about it so much that you read it twice?
Well, I like that he taught, he said everything that it took to be a legend in the sport.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really inspiring.
Right. See, I read a book twice because I just forgot it, and I have to read it again so I can remember what I read. Especially when you lose the piece of paper you put in there, you know, when you're...
Oh.
If that falls out, you know, man, I can guess. I just have to go back
start
and start
over.
All over again. So, would you consider him one of your idols?
Yeah, probably.
Somebody you look up to?
Yeah.
How far back do you... I know the book takes you back quite a ways as far as history goes. How many other books have you read in that category, or is this the first one?
I read a couple, maybe two or three. I feel like it's kind of hard to find books on dirt bikes and stuff.
Well,
at the school library.
Let me see what I can do, because I work with a company that's called Motor Books, and it's every kind of book known to man, and they send them to me. I read them. I do reviews on radio and TV, and then I keep the book. Okay, so let me see what they have in their, you know, their library for mainly motocross. Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah,
two wheels.
Or how about anything motorcycle?
Yeah, two wheels.
Because if you read the history of Indian and all of them thousands, and I mean thousands of motorcycle manufacturers back in the day. And when you stop and think of the technology, because being that you work on your dad's bike, just imagine all the parts and pieces on your dad's bike you have to make by yourself.
Yeah.
You can't go down to the parts house and buy it. You know what I mean? So it really makes what you do interesting.
Yep.
Do you like maintaining the bike?
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah. I think it makes you a better rider, wouldn't you think?
Yeah.
Especially if you have a problem or an issue or something breaks down.
Yeah.
Of course, how new is your dad's bikes? Well, they got a lot of electronics and...
Yeah, but definitely something that we've had many conversations about, especially considering desert racing and how important it is to understand how to fix the bike so that, you know, if he's broke down in Baja, you know, he can
fix it.
Yeah. Figure out how to get it back.
Yeah. Him better than you and I, and you're not even close to my age, you know, he's all into technology and computers and stuff like that, right?
Are you? Are you, Cody?
Yeah.
He's shaking yes.
You know what a GoPro is?
Yeah. We have bad luck with them. We don't wear them.
Oh. Yeah.
Do you really? Well, I'll tell you what.
There was a story behind that.
I bought one because I'm having to use those for TV, and I've had it for 3 weeks, and I still can't get it off my... I hate technology.
Invite Brendan over for dinner.
I know. He'll probably figure it out. He'll knock it out.
Yeah.
I've spent so much money, and I've still got nowhere.
But, I want to know more about this book. Yeah. You said it offered inspiration, and I remember specifically you told me kind of it really outlined the pathway that he took.
Yes.
And was it entertaining or like interesting facts that you never thought you'd know?
Yes.
Yeah. And you would recommend it for other middle school students?
I would recommend it to really anybody.
Anybody. And what's the name? I don't think we formally said the name of it.
Wide Open, A Life in Supercross.
There. Right.
Wide Open.
And the thing that's interesting about that is everything is about opportunities, right?
Yes.
We all have a life to live, but we never know what doors are we going to walk up to. Do we open them? Do we not open them? And then what do we do once we open them? And I think that's the type of a book that, you know, because I bet you when he was a kid your age, he had no idea that
he started a race until he was 14. Is that in there? Yeah. He was doing BMX, I think, before that, and didn't even really race a motorcycle until 14.
Well, you know, again, not blowing my own horn or anything, but I didn't get into radio and TV till I was 50. Now, well, what the heck was I doing for the first 50 years, you know what I mean? And I love motorsports. I always wanted to be a race car driver. I would ride and drive anything and everything, motorcycles, cars, wanted to be a stunt driver, you know. I crashed more cars than you could even imagine. Really nice cars, too. Just destroyed them.
Did you just say
them.
You've crashed and you still get a new vehicle every week?
No. This was back before I started getting new cars. Okay. I haven't crashed anything since.
He used to crash things. Benji, he's done demolition derby.
Oh, I did that, too. Ruined some really nice cars, didn't we?
Well, the ones we got came out of the junkyard, and we resurrected them and then smashed them up again.
I took a 53 Caddy, four-door. Beautiful. Not a scratch on it. Took a sledgehammer, blew the glass out of it. I didn't know anything about destruction derbies. Didn't take the fan off the motor, right?
Yep.
So guess where the fan went first time I hit?
Right through the radiator.
But the only thing I knew is put it in reverse and just stand on it and close your eyes.
Back when I was doing it, it was the Chrysler Imperial. Ah. It was the indestructible car.
Do you know that that's banned from demolition derbies
Most
now?
Most demolition derbies would not allow you to do it.
And Packards. You can't do a Packard. Yep. Yeah, it's so funny. I emcee the Burn Institute firefighter demo. I still – have you ever been to Paris Auto Speedway?
Oh, I already told him that for his birthday in May and that month, there's going to be that night of destruction. You've got to. I already made that plan for them.
Oh,
they didn't know it. We ought to
see if Scott could hook him up with some tickets.
Oh my gosh!
It's
so fun.
It's crazy.
So, I have something for each of you, Benji. I think my father wants you to know that I hit a sandbox when I was riding my PW50. Okay. And what'd you say your first bike was?
PW50.
Yeah, that's why he's obviously listening. Yeah. I was singing. I was 4 years old. I was having a great time until I wasn't.
Yeah.
Because I crashed into a...
Cody has a similar story. When he was first learning to ride the PW50, we were teaching him in the backyard, and there was a ditch on one side of the yard, and I was trying to get him to come to me, you know, and he'd go a little bit and stop, and go a little bit and stop, and I turned around to walk farther out in front of him, and he grabbed a handful of throttle, and before he knew it, he was full speed into a tree, and knocked him off the bike and ripped the throttle off the bike.
Oh,
and
yeah, I bet
I
my
thought,
forks.
Uh-oh, this is it. But he, a couple of days later, he was ready to get back on it. So.
Sure.
Yeah, that was my first lesson in don't look. You don't want to hit, right? Don't
look at what you if you stare at it,
you will hit it. And Cody, if Jeremy McGrath was here, what would you say to him, or would you have a question for him, or
maybe? I guess I would ask him, like, if he ever had to work on his own bike in the middle of a race or something, like, or if there's ever been anything that, like, happened during a race and could have cost him the race, but he somehow, like, fixed it or something.
Oh, I like that question.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is McGrath doing now?
I think he's still racing, isn't he?
Yeah, I think he's doing this isn't going to be short course.
We're not going to get a mystery phone call, are
we? No, sorry. I have not set that up because I believe he, just like Brock Lever, it was hard to get him to call him because he's still racing.
Yeah,
they're still out there racing.
I think he does some short course stuff, and you know, I think his daughters might be racing and doing,
because he's getting a little up in age, isn't he?
He's younger than the two of us, probably. Maybe the same as me.
Well, I know he's younger than me.
Yeah.
And older than Cody.
Yeah, a bit older. Yes.
He was doing the science Supercross stuff too. I don't know if he's doing this year or not. He had that little segment during Supercross where he would come on.
Oh, is he doing that? That was one of my favorite things of watching the Supercross. Yeah. I love that. I'm glad you. Are they doing that this year?
I haven't seen it yet this year. I'm not sure.
Yes, I really like
that. Yeah, that's anytime you give him back. Well, we had to try to chase him down. I'm sure. One of our contacts, and then we'll make sure we'll bring him back in if we can get him to come in the studio.
He might be a caller. I mean, he's really hard.
Yeah, well,
we've tried.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
He thinks I'm going to surprise him, and I'm not. I'm sorry. I surprised him with Tony Hawk.
Oh,
nice. You know Tony Hawk?
Yep.
And then Michael Lewis gave away last week my surprise for you, but maybe you will have forgotten. We have another caller coming soon, next month. I'm going to surprise you if you've logged
in. See, that's what's cool about being old. You forget all this stuff.
Good.
You can never remember any of it. Yeah. But no, if we can get McGrath, we'll give you have you come on back in and you can.
What was his nickname? Showtime?
Yeah.
Showtime.
Yeah. Knack, knack. Yeah, that too.
Cody was asking me, we were on our way back from the motocross track yesterday. We went and spent some time up at Cahuilla. And we're on our way back. He was asking me, you know, he was reviewing the book, preparing for today, and he was asking me about 1-800-COLLECT. It's like, what's 1-800-COLLECT?
That's awesome.
Showing his age. Yeah. But so you're still fairly young. You're what, 13? I mean, what's your aspirations? Do you have any idea what you want to do down the road?
Yeah, I want to be a Coast Guard rescue swimmer.
Wow. Oh, yeah, he's a surfer, too.
Surfer dude.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Well, it's smart. And the good thing about, I was in the military as well. Don't let anybody give you any static. It's the best thing that could ever happen to you. I mean, I'm telling you, it'll teach you so much. And if you can stay longer than, you know, 4 years, if you can do the 20, the benefits are off the chart.
Okay.
Yeah, seriously. You know, then I could tell you stories off air why I didn't do it, but that's another story. In fact, let's take a break right now. This is FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Folks, welcome back to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Segment is brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway. If you've never been to Paris Auto Speedway, you have totally, totally missed out. Paris Auto Speedway. Go to ParisAutoSpeedway.com. Check out the schedule that's out, and it is jam-packed. Hey, and with us today, we've had this gentleman on before, Chris Carnage, PASCAR American Factory Stock Champion. How you doing, Chris?
Good. How you doing, Dave?
Man, you've been all over social media.
Trying to. Got to get ready for the next season, so.
Yeah, and what's your goals and aspirations?
Well, this year now, after finally accomplishing getting the 23 championship, now I got to defend my title. So now I got to really step up my game, I guess, this season.
Just for listeners, how old are you?
I will be 42 next month.
God, you sound like you're 13. But I guess that's a good thing, huh?
I wish. Yeah, well, not that young, but I mean, but yeah.
So, what kind of car do you drive?
I have a 75 Camaro.
Oh, okay.
She's pretty. I'm looking at her right
now. Yeah, it's a very nice car. I follow him on social media.
Are you looking at the newest wrap, or are you looking at last year's design?
Purple and red, or pink? Purple,
yep.
And
okay,
pink.
Okay, so you're looking at my newest picture.
All right.
Yeah, looks way, like, really clean.
Well, it's his first.
Any rubber.
The season hasn't started.
I know. It's got to be the new one.
Yeah. So now I had great guys this year, this off season design my wrap for me from D.D. West down in Ramona. Brian Fitzgibbons. He did my wrap this season again. Wow. He did the last 2 years for me. But this year I told him, since I got the championship, I said, just go a little bit more over the top on make it stand out and everything else. I said, make it stand out.
Yeah.
It does. It's bright.
So they did. They knocked it out of the park this year. So a great group of guys.
Yeah. So, how many tracks are you going to run this season?
With the schedule being a little light this season up here at Paris, unfortunately, there's only seven or eight. I think it's either seven or eight races they have my division slated up here. They're sort of changing the schedule up this year. This year, every race for us, it's going to be a sprint cars running with two of the three pass car divisions every race. So one race, it'll be a sprint cars, and then us in the, say, the street stocks, sprint cars, us in the supers, or it's going to be us, the sprint cars, and the supers and the street stocks every race. So it's going to be alternating a little bit, so... If all else pans out, my goal is to come back down to Barona a couple more times. I went down there once last season. Didn't have the best showing down there that I would like to have had, but had fun.
Well, that's the main thing. So what other tracks are you going to run? Just Paris and maybe Barona?
Yeah, mainly Paris. That's my home track.
Right.
And then, like I say, Barona is the second track I try to go to when schedule allows.
Okay. What about, you ever been to Kokopah?
Haven't. It's a quite a long drive from here.
Right.
But I'm not sure how well and what rules package my car would follow.
Oh, that's right. That's the only thing that drives me crazy. All these local tracks should all have the same, you know, rules package so that you could move around if you want.
Isn't that the push for IMCA
Have that? Yeah, or more try to be more interchangeable where, there's a couple things off. Because there's a couple things off from Paris's rules to Barona's rules.
Right.
That we're allowed to have, but Barona doesn't. Verona's allowed to have, but we can't have.
Right.
So it's just a give and take of trying to get all the local tracks since everything's falling apart everywhere and all the tracks are being tried to shut down.
Yeah.
It'd be nice for everybody to be on the same page so we keep everywhere open.
Well, I'm glad you said that, you know, because you can't be an individualist at a racetrack and survive. You know, it's just too tough. You know, I think if everybody had used the same rule book, like you said, with a few modern or changes that you could make without, you know, costing you an arm and a leg, then I think the racing would be a little bit more successful.
Yeah. No, I totally agree with you on that one.
Yeah.
Cody, our 13-year-old in studio guest, and I would like to know if you're going to run the whole season with the Minions in the car window.
Oh, I always do. I got three of them in my window. There's one right in the pass, right there by the front A pillar. I got one in the back A pillar, and I also have one hanging out the back. And then I got two of them sticker wise on the rear quarter panels as well.
So they're all helping you, right?
Oh yeah, they're on my race car. They're on my personal truck. They're in my room. I have one in my work truck at work. Yeah, they're everywhere. That's... I got big old ones in the garage with me that I take every now and then, and I'll put it on the hood of my truck so the fans can see. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're everywhere.
Hey, that's all about entertainment, my friend, and that's what gets you down there. Hey, so who sponsors your car this season?
This year I have my same sponsors I've had with Larry Wells and Wells and Son Racing, who wrenches on all of our cars, helps with the setup and everything. I have Harley's Custom Psycho Works, who's done my motor for me. I have Loose Transmission, who helps with all the us racers up here with our transmissions. But this year I have a new sponsor stepping on board. It's Aaron's Automotive Group. Aaron's Chevrolet up here in Lake Elsinore, Aaron's Chrysler Jeep Dodge up in Norco, Aaron's Mitsubishi in Corona, and then Aaron's Ford of Poway and of Escondido are all coming aboard this year to sponsor me.
Wow, that's huge.
I guess being a champion helps when you're asking for sponsorship, huh?
I like to say that helps.
I don't think it hurts.
It's sort of... It doesn't hurt, but it also does help, but it doesn't hurt. But I've been talking with Aaron Chevrolet up here for a while. I bought my personal truck from them, and I go to them, have my truck serviced every three, four months or so, whenever my truck says, hey, I'm at 15% oil life, so then I'll go have my oil change and everything else from them, so... I go see them every time for all my repairs and service on my truck. So I just kept talking to the guys and their marketing guys there. And he's like, after pushing and pushing, I kept talking and talking. And I kept telling him, hey, sorry, don't seem to be a nag and keep harassing you, see if you guys want to partner up with me. But finally they responded back. I said, yeah, no. We're coming on board.
That's awesome.
Let's go out there. Let's go repeat and get the 24 championship again.
How cool is that?
Just said repeat. I wanted to ask, is there pressure? Do you put pressure on yourself, or you're like, I don't have the pressure because I've already done it?
No, I put the pressure, even before, I put my own pressure on myself. I've been doing this since 2013 in this class. A lot of guys in this division and look up to me, not really look up to me, but they ask me for insights on, because I've been around with the track. I used to help as an official, so that I get a lot of the guys ask me if I have insight to try to persuade the promoter to change some of the rules here and there, which I don't have that pull. I don't have that power. I wish there's some things I can get them to change for us, but I don't have that pull.
Right.
So I have a lot of guys, they'll ask me questions on this and that. I've had guys who want to get into our division reach out to me. I've even had Scott Delozio at the track point some guys to call and talk to me on who wanted to come and join and become an American Factory Stock driver. I've actually helped a couple other guys in the division come out and race and everything else. There's a guy that came out the very last race championship night, first time in a car, helped him out, and he was having issues during hot laps, heat racing hot laps, and come to find out the exhaust manifold donut blew out. Oh. I happen to have some spares in my toolbox, so I threw in my spares. Said, here, go ahead so you can run for the night.
Yep, that's that Dirt Track family. They sure helped me.
My trailer usually has parts and such in there, and it seems lately... Lately, I haven't had to use the spare parts on my own vehicle.
Did he jinx himself,
but
Cody?
It seems like some of my stuff has been going to others, all my competitors and everything else. Which I'm all for. I would rather have all of our cars out there.
Yeah.
12, 15, 18 cars that show up for the night. Have all of us out there competing, than having one guy have to be parked early in the night and not be able to compete for the rest of the night.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, yeah, and you get, and that's one of the things, like she said, you know, about Dirt Track, you know, you want that competition out there. If a guy's going to be sitting on the side of the track because he needs the donut for the exhaust, that's devastating.
Yeah, something simple like that. I mean, I've given other competitors, I've given shocks. I've given a fan blade to somebody. I've given, I've actually loaned a tire to a competitor one race a couple of seasons back.
Exactly. Well, it only gets bad when you go to the parking lot for parts.
Yeah. Luckily, I haven't had to go all the way out that far to finish a night.
But they've done it back in the day, let me tell you.
I've had guys welding on my car to get me back out.
Sure.
At the track.
I had a buddy of mine a couple of years ago in a modified in wheel packing. Or no, not even wheel packing, just getting it off the trailer, it didn't sound right. So him and his dad pushed the car back into the back pits, pulled the motor out, and had his crew go back to their house to get their backup motor and swap the motors in the back pits to start the night. It was,
crazy. Chris, it's always it's good chatting you. How do people follow you around on social media?
I have my Instagram, so just look up in Facebook. So if you just look Carnish Racing 26, you'll have I'm on both sites. I constantly post as much as I can when I can, when I'm not working or sleeping or wrenching on the cars. Carnish Racing on Facebook and Instagram. And even after races, I'll post all my – I have my dash cameras, the GoPros from the that I post on YouTube as well. And if I remember right, I did have that still the same thing as Carnish Racing on 26 as well on YouTube.
Great. I wish somebody else would teach me about it, but that's another story. I'm having GoPro issues. Thanks, buddy. It's good talking to you.
Good luck this season.
Yeah, and we'll get you to call in during the season and tell us how it's going.
No worries. Thank you, guys. You guys have a good time down there as well.
You got it, buddy. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to chat a little bit more with Benji and the Sun right here on Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Folks, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170. Where'd she go? The Answer. This segment is brought to you by Certified Car Clinic, 11370 North Woodside Avenue in lovely Santee. CertifiedCarCare.net. Got an in-house dyno. You can't beat it, let me tell you. That's a great place to go, especially if you're into motorsports, because they can definitely turn some horsepower. Also, Weather Machine, if you have AC, heating, HVAC, nothing better than family-owned and operated. I have been dealing with these guys for years. Honest, upfront, family-owned, third generation. Go to weathermachine.net, weathermachine.net, or you can call them at 619-443-9974. Was that the bull in the china closet? Did you just slam the door?
Yeah, because I heard the advice you gave Cody earlier.
Oh, I was just joking. You got to learn to take a joke, girl. He'll take good care of you. Does he give you a hard time?
Yes.
Does he really?
But he always makes up for it, so he's well-balanced.
All right. Now he's in your PE class?
Yep. I see. I end my day with him.
Oh, okay.
It's a good way to end the day. He's always very helpful at the end of the day.
Is he?
Yeah, there's a lot of equipment, and I don't even have to ask. He's already stacking and organizing it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Dad's doing a good job.
Yeah. Well, he's trying to build his muscles so he can go desert racing.
He's deep down inside. He's a good young man.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, you are. I tell him that.
Does surfing help you in your riding?
Balance, I would think.
Yeah, it helps my balance and my, control with adrenaline, my heartbeat.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Did you go out on any of those big waves? Yeah, A couple weeks ago?
Yeah, a couple weeks ago.
Me and my friend were here, or my friend was down the last weekend.
Yeah, last week I had a friend from the East Coast.
Oh, wow. He's never seen a wave that big, has he?
No, I don't think so.
Because East Coast, the waves are this big, like 3 inches.
They get big out there sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never seen a big wave out there.
They'll have hurricane swell and stuff.
Oh, well, I'm not going out in a hurricane. Did you... Did any of these waves the last couple of weeks bother you, or were you ready for them?
I only went out once because that's all my parents did to wet me.
Well, yeah, they said only advanced.
Yeah, I know. That's
plus.
Yeah, but how long you been surfing?
Dad, how long have I been surfing?
Oh, since he was
another 4 years
old enough to crawl.
Were you a surfer?
Yeah, I picked up surfing once I transplanted to California.
Oh,
so, yeah.
From Indiana, come from? Huh?
Indiana, yeah.
With the heart of racing. Yes, indeed. Yeah. You guys got good food back there.
Yeah.
But you don't know the word small.
No.
In portions.
I went to Indianapolis.
I was just talking about this with somebody the other day, and we're talking about, the Indiana's known as biscuits and gravy. So,
oh,
you know.
Lord. I went back to the Indianapolis 500. I was a big Dale Earnhardt fan, you know, so I had to go back when he raced the second race. I didn't go to the first one, but I was at the one that he won. And I remember going into a steakhouse, and I said, yes, this, you know, just give me a small steak. Dude, this thing was flopping off the plate. No, it was just flopping off the plate. It'll take me a week to eat this thing. But, all right, so what else you want to talk about? See, now that I've surprised you with a fourth segment.
Yeah, extra segment. Thank you. What are you going to do in high school? Where are you going?
Patrick Henry.
All right.
Okay, that's a good school.
You going to get in a club, a team? You're talking about water polo, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to do water polo maybe, but I also want to do surf team there.
I was going to ask, do they have a surf team?
Yeah.
So I wonder how you're going to get to the competitions.
I've already done a couple, but...
Oh, you mean from point A to point B?
I do, but I like this, so I like where he went, that you've done a couple, but yeah.
So my parents have driven me there, but I don't know, like...
Yeah.
A lot of work.
Yeah, I think they would drive me there again.
Are you a kid that wants a driver's license on your 16th birthday?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is he going to learn a stick?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, he better learn a stick.
Good. Right on.
Yeah, absolutely.
It won't be too hard since you can do it on a motorcycle.
And they don't have automatic motorcycles. Well, they do, but not in competitive, fashion. So... But you're also looking to get a driver's license, but you're also looking to go race motorcycles too, right?
Yes.
And surf.
And surf.
And pass all his classes. And when does he have to get a job, Dad?
Should have got one last year.
I tried to get a job.
Oh.
Well,
surfer's permit, right?
Yeah.
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 I remember he was pulled from my class to get some paperwork.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah. Well, what you should do is go down to like Moto World or, one of the motorcycle shops in the area. Where do you guys live?
Allied Gardens.
Okay, I was going to say you must because you go to her school. So, I was just reading. We just had a lady on in my off-road show that her very first job was at a motorcycle shop. And she thought she was going to be in sales. And they threw her in the back and told her to change a motorcycle tire.
Oh.
And she was blown away. She goes, you have a machine for this? My dad had it was a bucket. And I don't know what she was using to change a tire on a motorcycle. Can you change a tire on a motorcycle?
I haven't tried yet.
I think my dad used a lot of curse words.
Yeah.
Yes.
Doesn't seem to work.
We have a Rabiconda in the garage, though.
Oh.
What's that? Sorry. What is that? A machine? A helper?
It's a helper.
Yeah. They call it the 3-minute tire change tool. Yeah. It's something that the enduro off-road guys use to put moose inserts in. So.
All right.
Have you ever heard of the Romaniacs?
Yeah.
Are you a fan of the Romaniacs?
Yeah. So we did the Big Bear 200, which is
pretty close.
That's our version of Romaniacs here, and I was. Probably the hardest thing I had ever done on a motorcycle.
In your life?
In my life.
Yeah. How long ago
did you do that?
We did it 2 years ago. So it was the owner of Poway Power Sports kind of talked me into it, So I said, you do it, I'll do it, So we went up and did it. And
it was brutal.
No offense.
Was it one day or multiple days?
It's one day, 200 miles, but, just for comparison's sake, Vegas to Reno is 500 miles, and we did that in 9 hours and 25 minutes, but 200 miles, Big Bear took 13 hours. So.
And I don't mean to be nosy, but how old were you at the time?
40.
Yeah.
I love that stuff because it is not for everyone. They just look at it like, why? Well, and you can't explain why.
So let's ask this. Have you done it since?
No. I think that one's probably a one and done.
Is that like, okay, that's the bucket list I've done with this thing.
Yep.
Are you still talking to the owner of Poway Motorsports?
You guys still friends?
Yeah. He
I'm only giving him a hard time.
He's an avid flyer, so we see him from time to time.
Oh, okay. All right. So what do you race when you race?
Just the desert stuff now.
Okay, all right.
Yep. We do a little bit of the SRA GP stuff, so mm-hmm. we was hitting that for a little bit. Kind of took a little break from it here recently, but might get back into doing some GPs. And
all right.
Yep.
And so is he the only one, or have you got other kids?
I have a daughter.
Yep. All right. How old is she?
10.
And is she into all this stuff?
Not so much.
Yeah.
She definitely loves going to the desert with us, but you know, she does her thing. She's not super interested in riding so
going
much,
fast.
But, yep.
Might she entertain like a side by side someday? Or
she definitely we had a side by side for a while, and she loved riding in the thing. She definitely doesn't seem to get scared when we go fast, so she's not scared
of the
speed.
Dwarf car. They have junior dwarfs. She could be racing this season in a junior dwarf.
Have you ever come out to Barona and watched her race?
No.
Oh, you got to come out and watch her.
There are girls that race out there her age.
Nice. This one goes pretty quick. You know, don't let her kid you. I mean, she's pretty hardcore, too, let me tell you.
Yeah.
We're working on it. How is the old hot rod doing, by the way?
We have made progress with the motor. Yes. Right. I was looking for one thing. Shout out to Bobby Brown and Darren Brent. I asked for help to find a crank.
Did they find
you
one?
And within 3 minutes, they had like up to six possibilities. So I might have my hands on the final component that I need.
Then they can put it all together.
This week, yeah. So
you're getting.
And thank you, Quentin. Quentin's been working on it without me knowing. And he's like, I just need a crank. And I go, well, let me ask my peeps. And my peeps responded real quick.
All right. Good deal.
Thank you. I was feeling the love of the dirt track family.
Because those are few and far between.
I wasn't able. Yeah.
All right. Well, Cody, it's been fun having you in radio.
Thank you.
And, would you do it again? Or you're like, no.
Yeah, I'll do it again.
Maybe you need to read another book.
Maybe.
Can you remind our listeners the name of the book?
Wide Open, A Life in Supercross.
By Jeremy McGrath.
Jeremy McGrath and Chris Palmer.
We gotta give Chris Palmer some credit.
And Cody, if he's recommended it, he's read it twice. It sounds like it'd be a good book. And Benji, thank you very much for taking time out of your day.
Thank you guys very much for having us on. It's awesome.
Well, it's a pleasure. And then, like I said, we try to get you to talk about sponsors and groups and like Poway Motorsports. Don't hesitate to send in the show. And you know, it sounds to me like that'd be a good place if you're looking to buy a power sports of any kind.
Definitely.
What's your next race?
We might do the Hare and Hound in 2 weeks.
Well, that's soon. Might. Okay.
Cody, are you going to be the hare?
Wait, what? Wait, I didn't know you were doing a race.
You'll find out soon enough.
Does the family know?
The hare and the hound is the hare goes that way, and then all these little hounds come after you, see if they can catch you, right?
Huh. That's rad.
Those are the good old days. All right, folks, we got to get out of here, but don't go too far. We're doing Gun Sports Radio right around the corner, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.